No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Oh, good. It's got a few showers up here, but we've been busy doing green flower from our banana plantation.
That is fascinating. I did not know you could make flour from green bananas. That's crazy.
I know. Well, we've got so many coming on all at once, and you've got to find 1,001 ways to do a banana. So we dehydrate them, and then we put them in smoothies and freeze them. Mm-hmm. And then so now I'm dehydrating them, and then we put it through the kitchen whiz and bring it into flour.
And yeah. You can use it like any other flour in baking and stuff as well?
Yeah. So that's the thing. You can use it in baking, and it's turning out really well. I've done pancakes and banana bread and things like that. And in baking, we're yet to try it in bread to see how it responds. But it's a prebiotic and resistant starch that's really good for your microbiome. And we were looking online, you know, and it's like not available for sale, but it's sort of known about, you know, so it's just like, oh, this is a good thing. So green banana flour is a resistant starch, and it feeds the bacteria in your gut. And for those who are needing to be gluten-free, it's a good option. And there's also, I've been reading a lot about, you know, if you're celiac, you do have to be gluten-free, you know, and you get that established through a blood test to know whether you're celiac or not. But a lot of people are gluten intolerant, and it can often be the sprays, and some of the wheat is really bred to be high gluten content. That's why when they go to Europe, they're fine, you know, because it hasn't had all that breeding to have a high gluten content. So it's just really good to diversify your grains and use spelt and rye and get it organic and spray-free. Mm-hmm. So in our household, we do spend a bit of money on getting different flours. Like, we buy organic rye flour and we buy spelt flour just to change it up and feed the bacteria different grains. And also, being gluten-free, it doesn't have to be expensive. Like, use your brown rice and use your polenta and quinoa and black rice, brown rice, you know, do those dinner salads and take the leftovers for lunch. And then you're lessening the load to always be needing bread, you know?
Yeah, too true. Have you ever tried cricket flour?
What?
No!
Made of ground up crickets.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's not that bad.
I won't be doing that.
I had a cricket flour wrap.
Oh, my God. Where did you get that from?
Was that in Mexico or here?
It was here. I think I bought it at the supermarket even. Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't that bad. It's a bit, like, grainy, but I don't know.
A few stray legs in there.
Have you ever tried, like, crickets as a snack? Because I've also done that.
Oh, my God.
Roasted crickets?
No, I've heard they're a bit crunchy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do it again.
You seem like you were the type of kid to eat a lot of bugs, Mel.
Yeah, definitely. Now it's just a bit more socially acceptable. It was kind of trendy for a second there. I was like, yes, we're on the up. Bug eaters, unite. But it is, I think it's always a good idea to kind of diversify where you're getting that carbohydrate situation from.
You just fall back to common denominators, and anything in excess becomes a poison, is what Paracelsus said back in the day. And it is. We need to sort of diversify, and that's better for our microbiome and the good bacteria in our gut too, is to have variety, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And you can also put that green banana flour in smoothies too. We do that as a prebiotic powder.
Okay, lots of different uses. Fascinating. Well, I'm glad to hear you've got plenty of bananas on your trees as well. I'm intrigued to hear. I'm imagining there's a lot of banana bread and muffins being made as well.
Well, I don't want to be too high in the carbs, so we do that now and again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like once a week maybe on a Saturday afternoon, but otherwise I sort of tend to put it more into smoothies and creating flour to make bread and other products, you know, so trying to keep it savoury where I can, you know.
I had a question.
Protein and veggies, Mediterranean diet.
Yeah. Well, you could make banana bran muffins. Bring back the bran muffin.
Yes, indeed.
Very good.
While we're talking.
I had a question, Ange. Segue. Well, not a segue. What am I trying to say? A hard turn into a different topic.
digress.
Yes. I am curious about, you know, heading back into the start of the year, getting back into work, getting back into a bit of a routine. Yes. Things that can support people sort of sleep, levels of like anxiety and stuff like that, heading back into what might be a bit of a big year for lots of people.
True. Yeah. And it's, you know, getting quite busy these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you need to really do self-care and drop into stillness meetings with yourself, you know, like, okay, let's just, it is fast, everything's going, let's just pull ourselves away and drop into nature. And you can take a notepad with you and just write down a list of the things you need to do, you know, and then that eases your mind. And then if you're getting into anxiety, just go back to The Power of Now. That's Eckhart Tolle's book. But The Power of Now, like, if you're in the past, it's you know, you can go towards depression. If you go into the future, it gets into anxiety. So bring you back into the present moment and go cross that bridge when we come to it. Well, my mum used to say 90% of what you worry about doesn't even turn out.
Yeah, I actually feel more relaxed now that you've just said that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Nice, isn't it?
My mind's at ease.
In my consultations, I talk a lot about thought management, you know, because you can only have one thought at a time. And so you really have to choose it.
True.
You know, like, no, we're not going there. And sometimes the parent within you has to sort of talk to the little boys inside and go, yep, it's all right. You just need to, you know, you need lunch. You need to put the kettle on.
You know?
And, you know, we're going to pull yourself away from the emails because the adult makes you do all the emails and the jobs and, which becomes relentless, and just go, right, we need to stop. You know, and I want to say to everybody, you're entitled to a half-hour lunch break, so for goodness sake, take it. Like, get outside, walk around the block, eat your lunch, you know, away from your computer, and then you'll come back and you'll just be refreshed, and those emails in the afternoon will be so much better.
That's the one for sure.
And another thing about self-care is, you know, making sure you do your exercise, because that really helps release the stress and all the energy in your body. And there's a Zach Bush 4-minute workout. Gee, it's good. If anybody wants the link to that, you know, so if you've run out of time in the day, there's just something that you can just do on the spot, and it only takes 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But ideally, like, I've got an exercise cycle at the moment. I love it. I do half an hour and that's my time, you know. And it's good for knees and hips. But otherwise, other people need to go for a run or a walk or get into nature, which is so important.
Yeah. I actually rolled down a hill the other day. No, I did.
I was
feeling a bit stuck and I was like, oh, I'll go to the park and have a roll down the hill. And I felt ridiculous
doing it.
Afterwards, I felt amazing.
Just
incredible.
All the blood pumping everywhere.
Yeah, I think just embracing like a range of exercise as well. If you're struggling to stick with one thing, go roll down the hill.
It's got to be fun.
Yeah, totally. On that note, what about people who are having trouble with, like, sleep and getting to sleep?
Getting to sleep, yeah. Wind down before bed. Child pose is always good. Or put your feet up the wall and write a list and light a candle maybe, just to sort of get into that Zen mode. Or otherwise, like, don't do screens. It's sometimes a book can be nice because you just get into that nice happy place, you know, that you used to know from childhood. A book is nice.
Yeah.
And then we've got things to help with that, like, definitely magnesium's good. On my website, I've got Active Elements 2.3 and 4.2, which are sort of potassium and magnesium for mind chatter and nervous system relaxation. And there's Sleep Tonic too, which has got Californian poppy, which is great for sleep onset. So if you're finding that the lifestyle measures and the sleep routine isn't working so well for you, and a walk after dinner around the block's nice too. if you, you know, you don't always wind down things, but your mind's not tipping off, then I would go for Active Elements 2.3 or the Sleep Mix. And that it's just handy to have that by the bed. I always travel with it too. So, you know, if you're in a new place or new environment, or sometimes you feel a bit overstimulated at nighttime, then you just have 5 mils and away you go.
Lots of our listeners are heading off to Laneway today, or off to various different festivals and live music fun this weekend and throughout February. Yeah. And a few people, I'm sure, will be waking up with sore heads tomorrow, chugging their electrolytes. Have you got any tips for anyone nursing a bit of a sore head?
Yes, yes. Like, hydration's good. Protein, magnesium and B vitamins are good because they help detox the liver. But yeah, the electrolytes are good. I've, you know, I've got Ionic Minerals on the website, but it's really good at rehydrating and keeping all your minerals in place, because otherwise, you know, the sweating and the coffee and things like that, they're all diuretics and you lose a lot of nutrients. Sunblock and a hat, good hat and cover, like it. You know, a long sleeve shirt's always good because then you get the airflow, but your skin's covered.
Yeah.
But yeah, have fun.
Have fun.
Keep hydrated.
Be safe and have your electrolytes ready for tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Maybe buy a roast chicken beforehand. Get some easy protein intake.
Exactly. It just sort of gives you that strength, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and some B vitamins. You know, people always head for the Barocca, but I'd go for a more slow release sort of B vitamin capsules, probably what I'd head for.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. I always swear by a bit of Vegemite on toast if I'm feeling a bit crook.
Yeah, well, that's got the B vitamins and the salt. You know, you really want that salt.
Oh, nice one. Good hack, Mel.
Yeah. Also, it's like easy on the stomach.
Yep.
If you choose a nice bread. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe green banana flour bread with Vegemite on top.
That's true. Ah!
Yum.
Well, good protein smoothie.
Yeah, actually. Good point.
Well, lots to think about. Thanks so much, Ange. So nice to hear from you again. Hope you have an awesome rest of your February and we'll catch up with you next month.
Will do.
Thanks, lovely. Ange.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.